So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. This is a special holiday edition of Freedom Rings, and I have bribed George with 5 kitty treats to keep his paw off the button from hitting that speed metal version of Deck the Halls until I get finished with my intro here. So obviously we have this whole thing about Trump. It is Christmas time, it is New Year's, but this show is unique in the 5 years that I have been doing this show, because normally Christmas Eve and Christmas and then New Year's Eve and New Year's, they'll like fall on the days of the show or it'll be completely away. So this year, because this show airs on Wednesday and Thursday, Christmas being Wednesday, and then of course New Year's Day being the following Wednesday, for those who tune in on Wednesday, you're going to get the Christmas. Okay, if you tune in on Thursday, you've missed Christmas. So you'll still be early for New Year's. So there will be no New Year's show this year. It is a combination of Christmas and New Year's in one show, which is interesting. I've got to kind of figure out how I'm going to do this. I'm going to start with Christmas and magically transform into New Year's Eve by the time this is over. So George will be looking forward to that because he gets to hit the button at the beginning and he gets to add his stuff at the end. So without any further ado, welcome to the Christmas and New Year's special for 2019. Yes, George, you may push the button now. Woohoo! We'll be right back. Okay, well, that is the full rendition of Deck the Halls Jingle Bells medley that George has been eagerly pushing the button on all year every time I said we had a holiday show. I'm sure you didn't recognize it at first, but as soon as it kicked in, you recognized it. So folks, again, welcome to the combination Christmas and New Year's special for 2019. I am Tommy Freedom, and I will be with you for the next 30 minutes. Unless I just really, really nail this thing and I feel like going on for an hour, I don't know. I'll be surprised myself. So 30 minutes, 60 minutes, I know it won't go 90 minutes, won't keep you that long, but it'll either be a half hour show or a full hour show, I'm not sure. But let's get started with this whole impeachment process thing. So this has just been sticking in all of our craws for quite some time, and as you know, last week the House did vote for the articles of impeachment. But did you know that Donald Trump has not been impeached? He has not. Now, perhaps you heard this on Rush Limbaugh. I found out about this. I was made aware of this before Rush came out with it last Monday. But Donald Trump has not been impeached. According to the Constitution, once the articles of impeachment are read, it still is not a complete impeachment until the managers take those articles of impeachment and officially present them to the Senate. That's why Nancy Pelosi is sitting on this, because right now she doesn't know what to do. And technically, Donald Trump has not been impeached. Now, you won't be able to tell that probably to most of the drive-by media, and it may still go down in history that he actually was impeached. But if this all goes away, no, Donald Trump has not been impeached. So far, only Andrew Johnson, Nixon, and Clinton have been impeached. And out of those three, only two, Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton, actually went to trial in the Senate. Nixon was impeached, but he resigned before he could be tried. There's a huge difference. See, people always think that being impeached is being tried and being kicked out of office. Not the case. An impeachment is simply an indictment. The House votes for impeachment the same way that a grand jury would vote for an indictment, where it then is presented before a jury for a trial. That's all it is. Impeachment is nothing evil. It's the same as a court-martial, for those of you in the military. Impeachment, indictment, court-martial, they all mean the same thing. So as of right now, Donald Trump still has not been impeached, and he won't be until after the first of the year because Congress has gone home for Christmas and New Year's. So, over the Christmas vacation, Donald Trump has not yet been impeached, and you probably won't be able to convince any of the drive-by media this or any of your liberal friends. They will swear up and down that he has been impeached, but he hasn't. So, it will be interesting to see where this goes, folks. Because Pelosi is sitting on this for a reason, and it's because she doesn't know what to do. She is so confused right now, and I mean this literally, mentally, she is confused. And she knows she's overstepped her bounds, and she doesn't know how to pull back from this. So she is simply sitting on these articles of impeachment and not delivering them. Whether she knows that that means an impeachment has not yet officially occurred or not, I don't know. I don't know if she's that smart. I don't think she is. I think she's doing it to bide her time. And meanwhile, more and more support is being drummed up for Donald Trump. Every day, more and more people are changing their minds about this impeachment process and their support for him. And more people are switching over to support this president. Well, I'm looking over here at George, and he has just got that look on his face. He's begging to push another button. So let's go ahead and hear some Christmas music here. When I come back, I'm going to talk to you about a Hollywood actor who was actually openly supporting Donald Trump. And this person is extremely left-wing and has now come out in support of our president. And folks, you will not believe who it is when I tell you.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir. The peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, the eyes full of tinsel and fire.
I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake. I gotta say, it's probably one of my, if not my most favorite Christmas song. Not Christmas Carol, mind you, but Christmas song. And there's a difference. Christmas carols are exactly what we think of as traditional Christmas carols. Deck the Halls, Jingle Bells, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that sort of a thing. Well, even that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that's just become a classic, I suppose. But you know what I mean by Christmas carols. Christmas songs are songs that deal with Christmas. I like that one in particular. Of course, there's some by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra that I like that are Christmas songs. But for the most part, if you pay attention, folks, Christmas songs are not happy. They're depressing. And if you stop and think about these songs, I mean, what is the context? Baby, please come home. All I want for Christmas is you. I'll have a blue Christmas without you. And all of these songs, they're depressing. So why is that? And probably there's an underlying factor there. These songs are probably written by Jews to try and depress us during our holiday season. And when I say our holiday season, I'm not being politically correct, because I include Christmas and New Year's with that. But that's the only thing that makes sense. Why else would you write a depressing song about one of our favorite times of year? And why don't we write 4th of July carols? I don't know. Work on that.
Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up.
They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always bug me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always bug me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. Police rode the block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their hearts. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. Cause when I do a 2.1.
The restroom door said, gentlemen, so I just walked inside. I took two steps and realized I've been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse than two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse? The restroom door said, gentlemen, it must have been a gang. As soon as I walked in there, I ran into some old hag. She sprayed me with a can of mace and smacked me with her bag. I could tell this just wouldn't be my day. What can I say? It just wasn't turning out to be my day. The restroom door said, gentlemen, and I would like to find the crummy little creep who had the nerve to switch the sign. Cause I've got two black eyes and one high heel up my behind. Now I can't sit with comfort and joy. Boy, oh boy, no, I'll never sit with comfort and joy.
It's beginning to sound more and more like one of my typical Christmas shows now, isn't it? Yeah, I think we're on for an hour.
Yeah.
is a spandex pants? Okay, I got so involved in this Christmas show that I completely forgot to follow up with what I promised you earlier, and that was that someone in Hollywood was actually coming out in defense of Donald Trump. Now, this is an actor who just last year was saying that he was considering leaving the country because of Donald Trump and all the bad things that Donald Trump was doing. Well, that leaves the arena wide open because Hollywood is full of people like that. But let me give you a hint. Okay, so obviously it's an actor who has portrayed James Bond. But who could it be? Well, I'll give you a hint. He's Irish. He has a very good British accent, but he is Irish. And that would be none other than Mr. Remington Steele himself, Pierce Brosnan. And just last year, he told the Daily Mail that Donald Trump was destroying the U.S., that man has torn this country apart, and you have to work out how much longer you can stay here, he said. And that was in 2018. But now, he seems to have had a change of heart. Now, Pierce Brosnan he's 66 years old now. He's getting up there. But now, he's saying, I think that what he's done for the economy is very good. People are working, and that's a step in the right direction. And he went on to say, this country is part of my life. I'm an American citizen. I had no idea. I love America, and America's been very good to me, and I want to see happiness come back into our society. Now, he did criticize Trump for his handling of environmental issues, and he said that Trump has to pay attention to the climate change and to support the rallying call of the young people. Well, no. That's where we have our differences there, Mr. Brosnan. I don't believe that Donald Trump has to listen to these snowflakes and just appease them to get their votes. He needs to continue doing what he's doing, and that is getting this country back on track, getting the economy rip-roaring, which it has done, and to have that acknowledged by someone like Pierce Brosnan, who actually said that he was going to leave this country because Donald Trump had done such a bad job. In 12 months, that's a complete 180-degree turn, folks. More and more people are starting to understand this sham, this hoax that the liberals have brought upon us. And it's good to see. I still don't like the guy, but at least I like the way he's looking. I'm telling you, folks, more and more people are starting to come over to our side. They just can't ignore it anymore. But let us not forget that this is the Christmas and New Year special. So let's get back. Well, seeing this is Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're here in the South, let's do a redneck Christmas song.
Shotgun and always slick back his fur. All of the other reindeers all the time called him sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, he lived in a double wide trailer about a mile from Sandy's house, and each and every Christmas Rudolph would always get south,
dead drunk,
then walk down to the stable,
yeah,
where the other reindeers would be,
hey,
where he'd cuss and spit tobacco juice and punch out two
or three.
More like name and dick. Daughter, you fucking get up against the wall. Don't give it a lip.
No, mean business.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came down to Rudolph's trailer.
Yeah.
Where Rudolph was lying in the bed trying to get over last night's drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then Santa Claus saw Rudolph's bed covered with liquor bottles, tobacco juice all over him,
yeah,
and cigarette butts all over the floor there. And he got real mad.
Sure did, I never.
And he said to Rudolph, "You'd better get on the dead gum wagon and pull my sled tonight, boy."
Yeah.
Now, Rudolph didn't like his kind of loud talks early in the morning, you know. So he reached over and spit tobacco juice in the left eye Santa Claus. Then took a liquor bottle and busted it over bed. And said, "Get the hell out of here, you dead gum fat hippie." Well, see, Santa Claus didn't like that at all.
I don't like that at all.
Rudolph coming at him with a bottle and all, you know.
Put that bottle down.
But see, Santa Claus had been taking kung fu lessons from this Chinese elf all summer long there while he didn't have nothing to do.
Boy,
so he takes his right hand there and slams it into Rudolph's old face there. Just knocks him flat on the floor.
Reindeer had a very bloody nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers now laugh and throw back their heads, 'cause Rudolph the redneck reindeer, that's how your nose got red.
I am Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 ho.
Cookies and beer, he'll be back to you.
Well, that was Bob Rivers' parody of Iron Man called I Am Santa Claus. This guy has had so many songs over the years that just, he nails it spot on. And now I want to just take a clip from a show a couple of years ago that deals with Santa Claus coming to visit George and myself here in the studio. And I will have a follow-up. Hi folks, Tommy Freedom here with a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving this holiday season. It's that time of year again when Borden starts brewing the eggnog and we all want a hot toddy. But just remember folks, during this holiday season, it's very important that if you're going to be going over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house, that you do it sober. So I've invited a good friend of mine, Angus McLeod, to give you a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving this holiday season.
Greetings, my friends. Angus McLeod here. When I drink and drive...
Whoa, stop.
This is a PSA about drinking... Oh, against drinking and driving. We don't want to hear about you drinking and driving, Angus. What we need is for you, with your personal experience, to counsel everyone in the listening audience about drinking and driving, okay?
You've got it. I fully understand. Of course, there's an underlying message here. I'm sorry I missed the whole thing when I started from the beginning here. Okay, let me get it to you straight here, folks. Okay, if you're going to drink and drive this weekend...
No! The whole point here, Angus, is this is a PSA. That's a public service announcement against drinking and driving. We don't want our listeners to drink and drive. Do you understand that?
What? Well, then how am I supposed to get home? If I'm out drinking at my cousin Judy's place and I can't get home, I'm going over the river and through the woods. You're telling me I can't do that?
Yes, Angus, I'm telling you, you can't do that. That's the whole purpose in my bringing you on this show, to do a public service announcement against drinking and driving this holiday season.
Against drinking and driving? I thought I was promoting it.
No, you're not promoting it. Oh, for God's sake. Hey, folks, look, I apologize. I really thought that when I found this guy, he was going to have a story to tell about drinking and driving and spending 5 years in prison. But unfortunately, he hasn't learned his lesson. So I've pieced a few sound bites together here, which I hope will finally convey the message that I was trying to get through to you.
You must drink this holiday season.
Get it? Got it? Good. Stay sober or stay home, or else Santa will place a very special poker chip in your Christmas stocking. This has been Tommy Freedom with a public service announcement regarding drinking and driving this holiday season. Certainly a blast from the past. Hey, George, do you have the one where Santa came, he stopped by last year? Do you have that? Do you have that clip? Go ahead and run that. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, but it is something that we all face in this day and age. And, well, just last week I was telling you about how, you know, we all got felt up and scanned just trying to get into the gun show. So, unfortunately, that is part of the times that we live in. But hopefully, at some point in time, this will change. Yes, I hear that.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, George. Yes, I think it was. I think that was Santa. He was landing on the roof. I heard the sleigh bells, and I heard him landing on the roof. Well, let's be patient, George. I know you're so excited, but let's just wait a minute here and make sure that was actually Santa, okay? Because, you know, at this time of year, there are so many things that could actually happen. But let's just wait and... Yes? come in?
Oh.
Hey, Santa! Hey, look, George! It's Santa!
Merry Christmas, Tommy! And Merry Christmas, George!
Hey, Santa! Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Oh my God, George has been looking forward to seeing you all season, Santa.
Well, George. I have something special for you, George.
do you have anything for me, Santa?
Of course. But I want to give George his present first. Here, George.
Oh, folks, George is loving this. Santa is giving him this little package, and George is getting ready to tear it open. God, you gotta appreciate a cat just tearing open his first Christmas present like this. What'd you get, George? Oh, wow! It's a ball, and it's got, like, lights and stuff on it, and wow! You turn this thing on, and it just moves all over the place with these flashing lights. Wow! Oh, man, George is absolutely loving this. Well, hey, Santa, thank you so much for giving George this present.
It is my pleasure, Tommy. And here I have something for you as well.
Really? Well, thank you, Santa. I wasn't expecting anything. What do we have here? Oh, wow! Santa, thank you so much! It's a subscription to Field & Stream magazine. That is awesome! Santa, you know... Oh, wow, you know exactly what's in my mind. Thank you so much, Santa.
Oh, Santa knows exactly what Tommy wants. And George, too. Look at George playing with that little ball. Santa knows what everyone wants. And if you haven't gotten your list to Santa yet, make sure you get it to me by Christmas Eve. There's still plenty of time. A few hours left. Get your list to Santa, and Santa will make sure you get your presents on Christmas Day.
Well, Santa, that is so cool, and I thank you for stopping by. You know, you've been in the background, though. Come over here to the mic. Here, let me move the chair over here. No, come in here and just tell everybody what you want to say.
Merry Christmas and to all a good night.
Well, thank you, Santa. That was very nice, and I will definitely make sure the listeners hear this. And Santa's already gone, folks. He's out. He's on his way back up to the rooftop. So, here he is. He's back up on the roof. Wow, so, you know, Santa does not waste any time whatsoever. So, we hear him going. And, Santa's gone. Well, I hope that Santa stops at your house later on tonight. Well, folks, I hope that you enjoy your Christmas season as much as George and I have. And I know that Santa's going to stop by your house. And I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As we fade out here, the Christmas song you hear is Joy to the World by Steve Morse. Once again, everyone, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Tommy Freedom and producer George here at Freedom Rings. God bless.
Well, that was going a little retro there. I don't know, was it just me, or did Santa Claus sound like he'd been drinking a little too much eggnog in that clip? I don't know. Well, since it was me doing the voice of Santa Claus, did it sound like I'd had a little too much eggnog when I was doing that segment? You know, some of these things from earlier years, I can't believe I did these. But anyway, just had to go ahead and throw that in anyway. So let's get back to some of the festive music here. And we are about to make the transition over to New Year's from Christmas. So just stay tuned. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and throw a PG-13 on this next song. So parents, keep that in mind. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus underneath a mistletoe last night. He didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. He thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Daddy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. There must be some mistake. Was I really awake? I rubbed my eyes and moved in close, a better look to take. Seemed to mind. Then Daddy moved across the room to pour them both some wine. Then I saw Daddy fondle Santa Claus, and on his ear he nibbled now and then. I crawled across the floor, I hid behind the door.
Likely not what you were expecting.
Do you like children?
What do you mean? All the time? Even when they're nuts? I certainly do.
Welcome aboard, Simpson. Pending your successful completion of our training program, that is.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
Ho, ho, ho!
What is it now, Simpson?
When do we get paid?
Not a dime till Christmas Eve. Now, from the top.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Nixon, Comet, Cupid, Donna Dixon.
Sit down, Simpson.
If Donna Dixon was one of Santa's reindeer, she could pull my sleigh any night. And on that note, let us switch over to the New Year's Eve countdown. Now we do this every year. We count down as the ball drops over Times Square. Or here in North Carolina, we have the possum drop, which unfortunately has been protested by PETA and temporarily banned. But there's always a final countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6... 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 to Happy New Year. Well, folks, I'm going to give you a final countdown that I'm almost positive you've never heard before. And this is just like so horrible, it's funny. This is the final countdown in some sort of a swing version. And I don't know where producer George found this, but this is the final countdown. But folks, this is so horrible, it's just worth playing.
Countdown. Oh, the final countdown. song. Hey, how you doing?
What song?
With so many light years to go and things to be found. I'm sure that we'll...
Enough of that. That is the worst crap that I have ever heard, and anyway, that final countdown was overriding mine. Speaking of the final countdown, we are in it, folks. This is the end of 2019. So I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone who's tuned in and listening a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. If you are listening from across the pond, I wish you a Happy Christmas and a Brave New Year. So until next year, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. As always, stay informed, stay awake, unlike George, who has fallen asleep and will not be mashing any buttons this year. Stay out of jail over this holiday season, please. No DUIs. But most of all, my friends, stay tuned, because I will be back next year. So I'm going to leave you out, as I do each and every New Year's Eve, with Auld Lang Syne by the Girls' School. Rock out. Yeah, George, the show is over. You had too much of my eggnog, and you fell asleep, and you missed pushing all those sound effects buttons. I'm sorry, little dude, but that's what happens. Now, what do you have to say for yourself?
Oh, no. Oh, no.